be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in high school, I had a very intense debate with a friend from a sister church, one of our separated brothers, so to say. And he said to me, "You people pay so much attention to Mary." Quite frankly, the way I say it, it's like when you receive a mail, a letter in an envelope, you rip the envelope, take out what is in there, and you trash the envelope. That got me livid, got me furious in my spirit. No. When did we suddenly become wiser than the angels? When did we become so knowledgeable more than the angels, who said, "Hail Mary," or "Hail, full of grace. You have found favor with God." Someone who has found favor with God, how can she be a trash? Look at it this way. For a mother who carried a child in her womb for 9 months, sometimes more, sometimes less, and you give birth to a child, a son or a daughter, and she comes to you and says, "You mean nothing to me," how would you feel as a mother? Insulted, ungrateful. And that child, if he was or she was well brought up, wouldn't want to say that. And this is why I am particularly touched when she said, "And all generations will call me blessed." All generations, not a particular generation. So we pray for those in our generation who do not regard her as blessed. because she is truly blessed. You see, when we receive, when we long to receive the Lord, because St. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. So there is a longing of every heart. Imagine when we long to receive God and we feel that joy when we receive God in Holy Communion or in spiritual communion or in an advanced prayer life, so to say. When we encounter God, it's joyful, it's fulfilling. How much more our Blessed Mother carried her in her womb, carried him in her womb, and lived with him for 33 years. Why would he consider her as trash? No. So today, let us continue to thank the Lord for ourselves who have this understanding, as well as pray for those who have this misunderstanding, like Ahaz. Ask for a sign. Say, no, I do not want to put the Lord to the test. And a sign was given him. The sign is there for all to see. Are you seeing the sign? Is Mary the sign for you?